Those who knew me before I was touched by human hand would hardly recognize me today. I flowed in large loops and countless arms through the floodplains. My waters were flat and clear. I could move just as I wanted, and I had many, many friends.
Plants and animals, yeah? The flats around the banks of rivers are very important for a large diversity of species. I can see there are restrictions for you nowadays, though.
Restrictions? Is that what you call it? Today, I'm pressed into a stone bed. I've been straightened, my banks have been obstructed, and the flats in which the fish and dragonfly larvae were at home in are now few and far between. Take the barber, for example, who laid her spawn in my shingle. She almost completely gave up the ghost. And other fish, such as the common naze, who can no longer swim up and down unimpeded because of all the weirs and locks. Did you know that even salmon used to swim in my waters?
I know, but things are being done about it. At the former shipbuilding yard on the other side of the town, for example, people have restored your banks to their original natural state. I've heard that the stickleback has returned in large numbers because your waters are once more cleaner today than they used to be. And apart from that, there are lots of shrubs, grasses and trees on your banks in the Hein that have become the habitat for a great many birds. Ducks being the majority, of course, but there are also dippers and blue tits.
And if you watch closely enough, with a bit of luck, you might even see my friend the kingfisher. His whistle will let you know when he's near.
You see, that's got to be a good sign, hasn't it? Kingfishers need a natural riverbank in order to dig their brooding tunnels of about a metre in length. In summer, I often see the blue-winged damselfly buzzing around here too. The damselfly also needs a green riverbank.
Oh, yes, they look quite lovely in the sunlight. I do love watching them. But what you probably can't see, Johannes, is the enormous amount of newcomers who've made themselves at home in my depths. The zebra mussel or the New Zealand mud snails are just two examples.
What are they doing here?
Up to mischief. And you've got three guesses as to how they get here. Well,